Bannerbox Radio, good to the last drop. Hello everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. It's a pleasure to see you here once again. This is episode 11. Woohoo! And we've got some more awesome, or some weird stories. I don't know, maybe they're terrible, so whatever, it doesn't even matter. I'm your co-host Thomas Towson, of course, and joining me, as always, is the other co-host, Dan Knight. Hello, Dan!
Hey,
how are you? Great. Okay. So, one of these days, I'm not going to intro you like that.
One of these
by cutting you off. Because one day, probably the first time I did it, it lost its funniness. So, I admit, you know, it's never been funny.
Nope. Never.
Good.
You're good. Not funny.
Oh. I know. I'm
stifle
sorry.
That gag.
So, we are back again this week with more weird stories. It is what we do, and it is what we do.
It's what we do and what we don't.
You know what today is? A very important day in American history.
Well, it's Tuesday, so I mean Tuesday's up there.
That's true. It is also National Nutty Fudge Day.
Wow.
Celebrate with some nutty fudge. That's all you can really say about this holiday. You can't really go on too much about it. It's fudge with nuts in it.
What is it, National Funny Nudge Day?
Ooh. I don't probably what's today? May 12th, so then it would be December 5th.
So, go out and have yourself some
Fuddy Nudge.
Fuddy Nudge, or nudge a friend named Fuddy, if you have one.
So, without all the rambling, why don't we just get on to our stories? And, Dan, why don't you start us out this week?
Okay, well, we have a bit of a story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We have a bit of a story about a bank robber in Virginia. He's disputing the claim that he robbed the bank.
Uh-huh.
He says he didn't because the note he left with the teller was cordial.
Oh.
Yes. So the
sir, please and thank you. I would like to take your money without your consent, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's
sign
the note.
Here if you agree.
That's binding now. You can't back out on that. Okay, so the letter was as follows. It says, Chapo, with an exclamation point and a smiley face. I think Chapo is hello. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what Chapo is, but it says Chapo, like it's a greeting.
You know what? I'm not even going to make something up for it because I'm often wrong.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's fun in and of itself. So he says, Chapo, smiley face. I need 150 bands, or dollars. Oh, I think it's actually, sorry, 150,000. I'm not sure. But he says, right now. And he says, now, in all caps.
Ooh, that's how you know he means business.
With two exclamation points.
Wow. Hey, come on now. I know you're robbing a bank, but you really don't need to get that fussy.
That's starting to get a little aggressive. So he follows it up with, please, with a period. then saying, police take 3 to 4 minutes to get here. I would appreciate if you ring the alarm a minute after I am gone. ... Make sure the money doesn't, and then the following in all caps, blow up on my way out! ... And he ends it with a nice smiley face. So.
He was really courteous. I mean, he had a few bouts of rage in there. But,
yeah.
But aside from that, that's pretty, lax.
I mean, is it essentially caps?
Did he come dressed in full Victorian garb with a nice tall top hat and a monocle?
I wish.
Sir, if you wouldn't mind, could you please fill these bags with your dollars?
With your dosh, sir? No, I don't think that was quite how he did it. Although, that probably would have been a far better method, I think. Mm. So, obviously, 23-year-old Dominic Antonio Alfonseca doesn't feel that it was a robbery because of the niceties used in the note. He says, quote, a robbery is demanding, going and demanding something and taking the money or whatever like that. It's a really well-constructed sentence.
Mm-hmm. Or something, who knows, whatever, who cares, right?
Whatever. I went and gave a note, and I asked actually politely. He even posted the videos of the alleged robbery to his Instagram, and defended his actions by saying, if it was a robbery, I don't think I would videotape it, post the picture of the letter, and do all that to come to jail.
Ooh, snap!
So, clearly it's not, because I gave all of this evidence to prove otherwise.
Yeah.
So, clearly, I'm not in the wrong.
You must acquit. If right. you cannot something rhyming with acquit, you must acquit.
Police tend to disagree with this mentality and arrested him 20 minutes later with a gym bag full of cash and whisked him away to city jail.
Curses!
I'm assuming they have a firmer grasp on the law than he does. Sorry, man. You can't just go... Like, what is... There's some sort of gray area there? Like, I go into a bank and I ask them politely to give me money, and it's not robbery because...
I asked for it. I didn't steal it.
And they gave it to me.
I'm on his side. He's right. He didn't rob anything. He kindly requested that you put the money in the bag now, 2 exclamation points.
And make sure the money doesn't blow up on my way out!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Smiley face.
You certainly don't want that. So he was actually being, not only was he being courteous, yeah. he was also being thoughtful.
Flirtious.
Yeah. He was, you know, we don't want the money to blow up on the way out. It would hurt somebody, all right? We need to be real, calm. Everything's okay.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
So I'm not a bad person.
I think he's not. No. So there.
This is the justice system.
And that's the way it was.
Yep.
Okay. So next up this week, we have one about a couple in what's our favorite? Not our favorite.
Oh, I have a favorite.
What's our favorite state on this show?
Arkansas.
Yep, that's the one. In St. Petersburg, Florida, a couple gave their teenage daughters cocaine and marijuana if they went to school and did household chores, authorities said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
You know, they're just curbing what, you know, maybe... Here, okay, I'm rambling over myself. They're going to find it at school. They're going to hang out with friends. Maybe this family was just trying to get ahead of it.
Right.
And teach them that drugs can be good.
Now, my question is...
They are rewards.
Clearly. Most parents are going out there and they're saying, yeah, you can use your cell phone after 7 p.m. and talk to your friends and what have you. And then these parents are like, I'll get you a main line to my dealer. You can talk.
You clean the toilet, you get some crack.
I'll leave lines of coke on the toilet backs, and then you can sniff it.
Yep. But they won't want to sniff it until after it's clean, because then they'll get gross stuff in their nose. You
get feckles up their nose.
I hate when you get those feckles.
I hate it.
So Chad and Joey Mudd.
Mudd?
Yeah, that's their last name, Mudd. Chad and Joey Mudd of Largo gave their daughters, aged 13 and 14... drugs as a, quote, bargaining tool for school attendance and doing chores. Reports say the mother smoked pot with the daughter 5 times, and the father snorted cocaine with the teens and one of his daughter's boyfriends in his truck. It was just a family gathering of drug-induced love or something.
Family time. That's quality family time.
It's after dinner, 7 o'clock. Everybody get together for the family drug spree.
Everybody, make sure you black those windows out and play loud music. It's time to blaze.
Chad Mudd, the 36-year-old father, was charged with six counts of child abuse and 1 count of possession of cocaine. Joey Mudd, the girl's 34-year-old mom, was charged with 2 counts of child abuse. They were arrested on Monday. Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Did you know who was the mom and who was the dad beforehand?
That was going to be a question that I had for you, but I assumed that Joey was going to be the mom. Because Chad, I don't think I've ever met a female Chad.
But if that would be a real sight to see.
Would be. Yeah. I mean, I've only known one Chad in my life.
Yeah.
It was a boy.
Yeah. That's good.
At a country.
I mean, I imagine that's the most common use of the name Chad.
The country?
Sure. All right. I didn't hear that part. Wait, are you saying the country is a boy?
I don't know.
It has Chad-like qualities.
Yeah. A Chadman.
Uh-huh.
The Chadman.
H.R. Chadman.
Professional Chadman at large.
All right, so parents don't do that, and kids don't be stupid. Do your chores, and don't do drugs.
How did this whole mess get publicized? Like, how did they just must have gotten caught? Like, you said they were doing it in the truck.
Yeah, they got caught.
They got caught. Okay?
They got caught doing smoking the Mary J. All right, they injected one too many marijuanas into themselves.
I was talking to a lady today.
And became addicted.
Who was a mother. And she said that one of the rewards she gave her kids was like she didn't actually allow them to watch TV most of, like, on weekdays.
Hmm.
And because of that, you know, they don't really binge watch television or anything like that later on, you know, as they matured. And so she'll reward them by letting them watch, like, a bit of TV on the weekends or what have you, or giving them their... letting them use their cell phones. Like, this is like,
here you go,
such
kids.
An extreme of that.
Here you go, kids. Here's 5 minutes of the luxuries that every other child in America gets.
Because essentially, enjoy. You're saying, like, do your chores and get good grades, and I'm going to ruin your life. Like, because ultimately,
case, yeah.
those things, those goals that those kids are supposed to be achieving are supposed to set them up for a brighter future. But you're basically, like, twisting it into this deformed thing where it's like, do these things to become a better person, and then we're going to cut through all the stuff in the middle and just make you a train wreck, just right now.
I feel like you feel really strongly about this.
I do.
It really just hits home.
It does.
And it's very important. Or something. But,
I really don't feel that.
Why don't you tell me what you've got next?
Okay. Next we have, a bit of an epidemic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's sweeping China.
Oh.
This past year.
Oh!
Was that Mickey Mouse?
Oh! Oh, boy.
This epidemic is not one of disease or morals, although the stripping at the funerals is up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
That was a good one. No, this is one of plain ignorance.
Okay.
In just 4 months, Chinese air travelers have attempted to open emergency doors on airplanes 12 separate times.
What? And in what kind of time span?
In the span of 4 months. This past year.
What?
Like, this year. So, like, we're...
Why?
You know, well, there are a few reasons that don't really particularly make sense. A lot of people have been saying that...
Look, now, listen.
Yeah.
I also saw the Babadook. But that's not enough for me to be that scared. I've seen some spooky movies in my time, okay?
Yeah.
But that ain't no reason to be jumping out no planes, okay? I saw...
The Sign.
I saw Signs.
And
that movie was real spooky.
And it opened up my eyes.
You don't see me jumping out a door. All right, look, listen to me. I've seen some scary things.
Okay.
I saw The Ring. And I didn't jump out an airplane.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going with this.
Now,
at all.
Listen to me. Okay. Listen to me. I watched Friday the 13th, and I did not jump out of an airplane.
I'm so proud of you.
I just want to point out that I...
All of those things.
Yeah.
All of those facts. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. I don't know...
Well, I mean, they must have gotten spooked, right?
Oh.
Right, that's what we're
like
talking.
That dog.
Yeah, that's my guess. Yes, that dog. I'm guessing that they just got real spooked. Okay,
can you imagine like some Chinese citizens are like at an airport and something spooks them, like the passenger, and then they run up to the cockpit and like slam down on the controls like the dog did.
Crash through two fences and a swimming pool.
Just inflated the same guy's swimming pool. He's like, not again. Which is weird because it's a Chinese plane and then it crashes in like, what was it, Florida?
Well, why don't you, okay, so I was being ridiculous. Why don't you tell me why they actually are jumping out of airplanes?
Well, they're saying that, they're seeing a spike in travelers, more so than they ever have before. And they're attributing it to mostly just people being unfamiliar with travel rules, which seems like a real loose
rule. Number one, don't jump out of the thing flying in the sky. How is that a rule that you have to come to grips with? Right. You don't get on an airplane and go, gee, I wonder if I should get off here.
Well, here's
it's
the
not
bit
like
of
a bus.
This is a bit of a letdown, this part. The planes were not in the air at the time.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but they were either taxiing or at a standstill.
But even still.
But it doesn't make it any less of an issue.
Yeah, even still. It's moving. You don't open the door and jump out.
Exactly. One man was actually put on trial for the trouble. The first legal case of its kind, according to the Civil Aviation Administration of China.
Tried for being a complete idiot?
He was charged with endangering public safety.
And being a dum-dum.
He opened the door as the plane was taxiing, which caused the emergency slide to eject and forced flight crew to take emergency measures to stop the plane. Little to no data from previous years of this act leaves many to believe that it wasn't really an issue until now. Other passengers have opened emergency doors without authorization 11 other times this year at airports throughout the country, according to the administration. Adding that it has severely hurt aviation safety, disrupted flight operations, and caused ill social impact.
Mm.
I don't know exactly what they mean by ill social impact. Maybe just like other countries thinking that they don't know how to operate a door.
Or maybe other countries are afraid that if
you don't want to fly Air Beijing.
Yeah, you see, it could be a myriad of issues, really. Mm. Reports also say that the most likely cause was that the in-flight movie was just far too spooky.
Like Cars 2?
That one scares me.
Gets me every time. That jump scare in the opening credits?
That's
you better
rough.
Believe it, pal. I'd open an emergency door for that. In January, a man from Beijing was upset with flight delays and opened two emergency doors.
Because one wasn't enough.
It just wasn't enough.
Look, I could leave out of this one, but I think I need to go out of a different one. That one just feels right.
Crawl over these people across the aisle and get that one open. He was administratively detained for 15 days. My question is, he was upset for the flight delays.
Uh-huh.
So he caused greater delays
so
by opening
left.
These doors.
Yeah, he was just like, I can't be delayed any longer.
Fudge this. Another
fudge this.
Fudge this. Nutty fudge this. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Another that case. Wasn't even planned. That was a
it came out. That nutty fudge just came right out of my body. Another case last year had a man who pulled the handle to open the door to let some fresh air in, and the plane was being boarded by other passengers. So he had, he was one of the first ones into the plane, sat down, got nice and relaxed, and he's like, you know what, those little hosey things that are at the top, and I twist that little that dial, it's just not giving me the air I require.
Let's open some doors.
Let's open some doors.
Let's really just get a nice cross breeze going.
These windows don't have a lid, I can't get those open, so I'm just going to bust this whole door open. It'll be fine. So that's a problem, apparently, in China, is people just can't stop, opening doors that they shouldn't be. Then those big red levers that say emergency, don't do what you're about to do. You're doing
ever.
It. Ever.
Truly a bad idea.
Right. But that's what I had. So,
So, next up, we're going to talk about a lady in Maryland.
Okay.
Who's facing some charges on counts of food contamination.
Ooh, it's got to be good now.
After she allegedly served milk containing dead skin shavings from her feet to a woman and a 3-year-old. Just
what?
Soak it in. Just let it sit.
Just like the milk did.
Mm.
With the feet shavings. It's got like that pet egg and just pour it in.
That's like Parmesan.
For a 3-year-old? What did the 3-year-old do to you?
The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office said Sarah Schrock, 56, of Mechanicsville.
That's a place?
Yeah, it's where
all the mechanics come from.
Yep, they're born, bred, and raised there, okay? She was living with Jessica Whitney hurry, and a 3-year-old on May 4th when she served milk to the pair at dinner time. The toddler choked on her milk and coughed up what appeared to be human skin. Hurry also gagged on her milk, and a witness poured the liquid through a strain. A witness, someone else involved, poured the milk through a strainer and discovered what appeared to be dead skin shavings. Hurry told police Schrock has dry skin on her feet due to diabetes and, quote, has trays in her room with the same kind of dead skin shavings that had come off her feet. A probable cause statement filed by Sheriff's Corporal Jamie Davis. So,
why?
Why in the heavens above? Why? Why? Maybe she was being thoughtful. Maybe they had just run out of Parmesan cheese, and they were having a nice spaghetti dinner. She got confused and accidentally put it in the milk instead. Oops, crazy lady. She hasn't been the same ever since the accident.
So you're saying she made a mistake by putting her foot shavings in their milk as opposed to their food.
It was supposed to be on the spaghetti, yeah.
And that was an excusable situation.
Yeah, then it's fine. Then it's just good old-fashioned parenting, okay?
It's just a gaffe.
Yeah, it's goof and a spoof.
That's horrific. Why? There's no motive behind it? They don't...
No, she just felt like it.
She just felt like it.
Yeah, just because, you know, sometimes you just got to. She's been arrested.
Okay.
At least put your mind at rest. She isn't going to come to your house and put foot shavings in your milk.
But what if I enjoy that, though?
You can find someone that you can pay to have do that.
Like a foot fetishist.
Yeah.
Maybe she could turn that into a business in jail and sell foot milk, you know, to people who are really into feet.
Or get it real fine.
Yeah.
And make room-made cocaine.
Make... What?
Cell mate. They make it in their cell.
Cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah. Sell that.
Out of foot shavings?
Yeah. I mean, it's not real cocaine, but...
Right.
Who's going to know?
Probably
people who buy
it. Just everyone.
The lady in question here, what's her face? Lady. Sarah Schrock.
Yeah.
Foot lady. Denied putting anything in the milk. She said she didn't do it.
Clearly.
I mean, she definitely did it. Like, without a doubt.
Yeah.
She had foot shavings in her room, and then there's foot shavings in the milk.
Yeah.
You didn't accidentally shave your foot, fly across the room, and fill the milk glasses with foot shavings. With your gross, dead foot skin. Yeah. I don't have too much to say on it, because it's kind of grossing me out.
That's why you get those people, like Kigs have, to test your foods.
To put shavings in their... Foot
yeah.
shavings in their food. Yes. That's
what I meant to
see,
say.
See, if we had those, we wouldn't have to... You know what?
We wouldn't have
Sarah
to pay
Schrock
women.
Sarah Schrock is just bringing back an age-old tradition.
Yeah.
Okay? Kings used to do it, and they're kings before them, and they're kings.
Yes. It is considered a true honor in the royal court to be the, you know, the foot shavings preparer. Mm-hmm.
This is a weird conversation.
Yeah, I don't...
This is really gross, so let's move on to the next one.
In context, it would be really disturbing to tune into.
Yeah, it would. If you're just tuning in now, and you're listening halfway through the show, for some reason, I'm so sorry.
This is a terrible place to start.
Okay, what do you have next?
Three men are in police custody after making a sloppy getaway from robbing a Build-A-Burger in the town of Mount Morris.
Gasp. Heavens, not Mount Morris.
That's my favorite place.
That's my second favorite mount.
Aside from Mechanicsville. For some reason, when you said Mechanicsville, I don't mean to get off topic here. I don't know why, but like I imagine like it's just this town that's like abandoned, right? And then at night, like the sun, like the minute the sun goes down over the crest of the hills,
mm-hmm.
you just see like the manhole covers open and just a bunch of mechanics start pouring out like weird insect people.
When
I don't know
it,
why that pops into my head.
But when I hear it, I think of the far less successful alternative to Richard Scary books.
Mechanicsville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would want to read
They're
that.
They're all just farm, just little critters dressed up like mechanics doing good deeds.
They're like, hey, Joe, I can fix your tractor if you come and fix my house. Like, what? No, I can do all that too. We're all mechanics.
Starring High Up Caterpillar as the main character.
I love that guy. So anyway, back to Mount Morris. At 6:30 a.m., the police responded to a report made from owners of the establishment claiming to be missing their surveillance system and cash register. The investigation led police to a hiking and biking path called Greenway Trail. There they found parts from the cash register, parts from a surveillance system, rubber gloves, loose change, and most interestingly, a steady trail of macaroni salad, the police news release stated.
Okay.
The statement also included that the suspects stole a large bowl of macaroni salad from Bilderberger,
the prized Jew of Bilderberger,
and they took turns eating it along their escape route, along this trail. So police pretty much followed a trail of macaroni salad to the culprits.
I'm pretty sure that's the next payday heist.
Yes.
You know, the payday to the video game. The They'll add in heist. Macaroni heist from Bilderberger.
Oh my god, it'll be so good.
Priceless. Priceless macaroni salad.
It'll sell so much on the black market. Well, you know, it's the Bilderberger. They specifically make the best macaroni salad in the land.
Based on the name alone, that's where I would go.
You go to Bilderberger for your macaroni salad.
Everyone knows.
So, Matthew P. Sepetko, 34, James P. Marullo, 35, and Timothy S. Walker, 23, were all charged with third-degree burglary, third-degree criminal mischief.
Third-degree burglary.
Third-degree. Couldn't even get it up.
No.
Another degree.
No, I just like how that sounds.
Third-degree burglary. Third-degree criminal mischief.
That's not as fun.
And fourth-degree grand larceny.
Fifth-degree black belt.
And they were all fifth-degree black belts. That's true. Also.
Macaroni belts.
belts. They took the macaroni and made belts with as they were escaping. So there's that. So that's, you know, a fun little thing where, you know, don't eat. This is another real...
Did they write a nice note and ask kindly for their macaroni salad? Please, if you could put the macaroni salad in the bag now! Two exclamation points.
Make sure that the macaroni doesn't blow up on my way out the door. There's a problem here with that we're seeing a very steady increase in burglaries that end in getting lazy, lying down and eating.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So I think burglars really need to start working out more and just step up.
Get your energy level up. Jeez. Yeah, if I robbed a place, I certainly would not take a nap in the middle of it.
I think you'd have enough adrenaline going that you'd be able to, you know, function.
Yep. You would think.
Maybe it's a diabetes thing. You know, you get really tired when you get diabetes, right?
Oh, God.
And you got to eat certain times. You
We're living blood in the sugar age of diabetic burglaries. It truly is a horrible time to be alive.
Maybe they're just trying to steal the diabetes medicine.
In the macaroni salad.
It's hidden in
that's
the salad.
That's where they put it.
It all makes sense now. Anyway, so that's what I had.
So for the last article this week, we're going to do a little bit of a... So the last one I had was a little gross.
Good.
This one's a little painful.
Yes.
Bear with me here.
Great.
Michael Flagg, an Anne Arundel County cop, was arrested in Baltimore on Cinco de Mayo after he allegedly chomped on a man's testicles during a fight over a woman. Before we get there, I want to point out the distinct lack of explanation in how that happened. They just mention it happened, but in regular fights, as I am told, people punch each other, kick each other, hit each other. It is very rare for someone to drop down, you know, knee on your knees and bite the old fruit of the loin.
Ooh. Through the fruit of the loop.
Okay. The victim called 911 Tuesday to report that Flagg and another man assaulted him in an alleyway behind a bar. He said he was attacked after telling Flagg to stop inappropriately touching his female roommate.
The cop was? Or the... No, wait. Who?
The victim.
The victim was touching...
No. The victim was telling Flag, the person who bit...
The cop.
Him. Yes. The cop who bit the person.
Right.
Told him to stop touching his female roommate.
Yeah.
Responding officers reportedly found blood on Flag's polo shirt, and you know that's scrote blood.
I can real identify gross. It.
Real gross and just nasty, and nobody's having a good time listening to this, but I'm going to keep on going. Flag is a 10-year veteran of the Anne Arundel County Police Department.
Uh-huh.
And according to the Northern District, which neighbors Baltimore, quote, "These charges are disturbing, and we have an obligation as police officers to to conduct ourselves in a professional manner on and off duty." God, what drives me crazy? Drives me absolutely crazy.
Getting when, quotes verbatim?
When anyone who's gotten in trouble, you know, major officials or large companies, police always give the same stupid, "We are investigating this and hope to resolve this problem as quickly as possible."
Right.
"Come on down." You know, just such a load of crap.
Every time.
And I keep including them because I want it to hit home. I want you to hear how many times these people just completely blindsided. This guy got... Here's the best part. This guy who assaulted somebody else by biting him in his testicle. Mm. It is so much more than punching somebody.
Oh, my God.
So much more than really most things aside from killing them.
Yeah.
This guy, a 10-year police officer, why don't you guess what his punishment was?
For biting this man in the testicle?
Uh-huh. And allegedly assaulting a woman.
Sexually assaulting
yep.
this woman.
Yep.
It's probably far less than he deserves.
Yeah, it's a short break. He's been put on temporary suspension with pay.
With pay.
Yep. That's what happened. Bites a guy in the testicular and ends up with a paycheck and a vacation. So,
jeez.
Mr. Flag, you have the Banterbox Radio seal of "You're the Worst."
Yeah. That's a new seal, I guess, because
it's not very shiny.
No, it's not.
It's kind of a...
It's made entirely out of feces.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a feces brown color.
Yeah.
It's reserved for only those who I dislike the most.
Great.
We're
going to send you a nice big parcel full of yellow jackets.
So, yes. Yeah. Carrying with fecal matter wrapped around their feet.
The Yellow Jacket's feet.
Yep.
So this is something that you should be expecting in the mail at any time.
Absolutely.
That sounds like too much money. I don't feel like sending it.
So it looks like we've actually reached the end. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
So, folks, thanks again for listening. And if you didn't, you're not hearing this. So that's all for this week.
And remember, some species of butterfly have been known to seek out and drink human blood.
Thanks for joining us.